Huddle coming up tonight. Jock Anderson, Janet Wilson debate the issues. First, New Zealand dairy farmers are being urged to jump on the A2 milk wagon or miss out on the cash cow of the future. Yes, I know. Once on the fringes, A2 is now a darling of the stock exchange. It's also the biggest selling brand of milk across the Tasman and is fast becoming Australia's top infant formula brand too. Now China is making demands. Leading international agribusiness expert Keith Woodward is with us to talk about this. And Keith, evening. Thank you.
Good evening, Larry.
Keith, what exactly is A2 milk? How does it differ with A1 milk?
It has a slightly different protein, which digests differently. In fact, A2 is the original form of the protein. And sheep and goats and camels and even humans produce a casein protein, which is equivalent to A2. But in a lot of our European cows of European origin, they produce this different protein called A1. And there's a whole lot of issues around that. And populations around the world are now starting to understand that. So that creates both an opportunity for us, but a risk for us if we don't get the herds across to A2.
Right. Our industry is mostly A1, is it?
Well, if you look at an individual herd, it'll have a whole lot of cows that are A2 and a whole lot of cows that are A1 and some other cows that produce a mix of the two proteins. And when we talk about an A2 herd, we're talking about a herd where all the cows are A2.
Okay. How does one become A2?
Through breeding. Mm. So in terms of cow generations, you basically need two cow generations, which is about 10 years to get the herds across. But there's a few things you can do to speed that up. But you certainly can't do it overnight.
No, so there's a lag effect. This will take a number of years, will it? How do you change this?
Well, you use bulls that have the right semen with the right genetic code to it. But as I say, it basically takes a couple of generations. And that's always been the problem that the big mainstream industry has been unwilling to admit that there's an issue because they know then that it's going to take them quite a few years to change over. So for the last 10 years, they've just been hoping this issue will go away. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
And why is A2, the milk, a threat to the industry and the scenario if the industry doesn't change?
Well, really, it's the A1 that's the threat as consumers start to realise the difference between the A1 and the A2 and the consumers react against milk that contains the A1.
And again, the threat with the A1 is what it impacts differently on the digestive system, and it's been linked to a whole lot of ailments, is it?
That's right. A key thing is that the A1 releases a little fragment, which has a really horrible, complicated name called beta-casomorphin 7. But in actual fact, this acts as a little opioid. Now, we produce our own opioids, which are called endorphins, but this opioid gets in the way and blocks some of those effects. And one of the things, just one of many things it does, is it slows down the passage of food through our digestive system. But that's really just the start of it. Now, it's controversial. It's been controversial. I wrote a book 10 years ago about this, and of course, the mainstream industry attacked me. But now, 10 years, everything I said there is still holds up. In fact, I need to totally rewrite the book, not because I got anything significantly wrong, but just because we now have so much more evidence.
So I've always said, Keith, you know, you follow the money and all of this sort of stuff. So our competitors, they're mostly producing A2, are they? And if we don't, well, you know, they're going to get the businesses and we won't. Is that about it?
Well, sort of. I mean, we've got one company here in New Zealand, Synlait, which has about a third of its farmers now producing A2 milk, and that all goes to infant formula, which sells, you know, in Australia in particular and in China, huge markets there. There's a whole lot of other companies elsewhere in the world, some of whom I'm working with, that are just quietly converting their herds so they are ready to go. Whereas we in New Zealand, the mainstream industry in New Zealand, hasn't really started making the shift. So they're turning what was an opportunity into what will be a risk further down the track.
Interesting. Thank you so much. That is Keith Woodford, Honorary Professor of Agri-Food Systems at Lincoln University.